On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, Hank's on a crutch, sharp objects, war on everyone, YouTube, self-help, painting, and the hot water challenge.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
Petra, I have managed to injure my fat.
Your what?
Fat. You know you could injure fat, adipose tissue?
No. I'm so confused now.
Well,
dun, 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 dun.
The stupid fat pad on my foot.
It's what's all this is about?
Yeah. It's like your, that's literally what it's called. It's an anatomical term. Your fat pad.
And you're gimping around.
I've managed to bruise my fat.
You've bruised your fat.
Is that not ridiculous?
He has been absolutely terrorizing Chairman Meow because he's hobbling around on this loud ass crutch.
Yeah.
He's like, it sounds like RoboCop coming through.
You can call it a heel bruise. There's different stone bruise, you know, yeah. Different terms for it. But basically, it's like I said, it's a fat pad. It's over the heel of your foot. And mine just, I guess, from wearing a different insole for a while or just being, you know, we have hardwood floors. We walk around on concrete and asphalt all the time. And it just, hell, I'm on a crutch, like you said. It's debilitating. It is damn debilitating. I'm telling you.
Terrified of you.
Yeah. Chairman Meow doesn't know what to do.
No.
She's getting used to it a little bit.
She's getting, but she still like jumps. At the sound of it, she's a little traumatized. Did you traumatize the cat?
Yes, I guess I did. But anyhow, yeah. Just so you know, out there, you can injure your fat.
That's funny.
And I've managed to do it. So if that's the case, you're just gonna have to get off of it. There's no cure. Nothing to do. You can't do a cortisone injection because that can shrink your fat. Did you know that?
No. Uh-uh.
I had a buddy. It was a doctor I work out with we were just discussing this, and he's like, oh, yeah, I've given people cortisone injections around their butt, and it made a dimple, like permanent, forever dimple.
Wow.
So, yeah, he said, nope, you cannot use a cortisone shot in that area. Absolutely not. Or it'll shrink your fat pad, and you'll have pain the rest of your damn life because you have no pad.
Oh, that would be awful.
Yeah.
Hey, Chairman Meow, you going to get up here?
Come on, Chairman.
I have to lower the chair. Hang on. Oh, wow.
She jumped up there.
Brave kitty.
Oh,
she
wow.
Got up there. Usually have to lower the chair so she can get up here.
The little old cat Olympics.
She is. I'm going to get her a set of stairs so that she can get in and out of the windowsill. She's getting.
That'd
she
be
goes,
good.
Ugh, when she hits the ground.
Well, she should. Her little pantis drags
She's
the floor.
Fat. So, I'm getting her steps.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. Because she's jumping around these hard floors, too.
I know. And she's like in cat years older than we are. So, she's, yeah, I'm ordering her.
Yeah, we'll get her a little cat step. That'd be cute.
Yeah.
Maybe have her a little kitty wheelchair, maybe a little motorized kitty wheelchair. some a little escalator, a little kitty escalator.
So, she wouldn't even Take have to right walk to the- from the couch to the food dish.
Oh,
she could just ride
yeah.
the escalator.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking escalator to the stairs, but what you're talking about, it's like a movable, like in the airport. You're talking about like a sidewalk.
Just
a little movable
like,
sidewalk for
right across. Yeah.
Now, I would use that too. Me and her could both use that. That's a good idea. Look at that. See, you're solving problems.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That's how it works.
Yes. I am surrounded by special needs.
You are.
I am. You've run my ass ragged.
I know. I can't get up. Can't walk. It's pathetic.
It is.
All right. What else have we been doing? We've been watching a show on HBO that you like a lot.
I do. I'm kind of.
Twitter seems enamored with it, too.
Creepy into
I liked it
sharp objects.
Sharp objects. I liked it more at first. This last few episodes has been dragging. I'm hoping they're setting up something. But. Anyway, Twitter loves it. Everybody on Twitter loves it. Sharp Objects, HBO. What's the chick's name? It's the main Amy.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams. And her acting is amazing. I will say that. No matter what this, no matter what the plot ends up.
All right, here's the deal, Hank. People who love the show,
yeah,
love the personal drama of the show. Like
that she's a flawed character, you mean?
Yes,
or?
Exactly. It's the interpersonal drama. It's that they're watching the show for. It's not for the who did the murders. Like that is so secondary that
okay, I can
like,
see that.
When you said, "Well, there was no plot movement," I'm like, "There was tons of plot movement." I'm like, and I just realized it. Like that's the difference.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And maybe that's going to end up making me and guys not like it as much as girls, maybe. But I don't know. As I check out that hashtag on Twitter, though, it seems to be brewing towards something. Like, I've heard several comments, like, basically what I just said. Like, well, these last two episodes have been a little, you know, comments like they've dragged a little bit. But if you've read the books, you'll see why that had to happen. Stuff like that. Like, yeah. They're making comments like that they know that this is part
I
of it.
I have a feeling.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, this is going to be.
It's a murder mystery.
It's going to. All right. And I think her name's Gillian Flynn is the author of the book it's based
okay.
on. I think. I may be butchering this. Please don't beat me up. but she's the same author as Gone Girl. That head fuck movie that was amazing.
That was a great movie.
Yeah. So there's going to be, I mean, I'm sure that whoever is murdering these girls, it's somehow he has done something horrible to Amy Adams' character in the past. Like, but we have to lead up to it.
You know, it's nice. This is one time I told you we'd do something different. To talk about something we're still watching.
Yeah.
So I will say this. Any of our Twitter followers or Pinterest, if you want to get a hold of Petra, like if you want to call and chat with us, or not call, but if you want to tweet us and contact us.
With your theories on where this is going, I just laid mine out there. That's my theory.
Or if you like it. So
And I have not read the book.
We haven't read the book, so there's nothing to spoil. We can't spoil it to anybody. So whatever you talk about, we're in it with you. We're in it now, and we're going to watch it. I do like it. I just hope it does. What you said is probably right. It's more guy versus girl, I think, versus, you know, not just who killed this, who killed the murder mystery part of it, but delving into her personal issues and everybody in the town's personal issues. Right?
I think so, but I don't really know if it's necessarily like a male-female thing. I think it's just
maybe not. You
like that type of drama or not.
Well, we'll see. So, Sharp Objects.
Yes. I give it two thumbs up. I'm not sure about you. What do you think?
So far, I'm going to reserve judgment. I'm going to give it like a six. I'm going to give it a six right now. But as the plot develops, it could easily turn into like a 9 or a 10. Like at the end of this thing, you're like, holy shit, did you, that's what happened. Oh, that's why.
I didn't see it coming, but that makes sense. Yeah.
Right. So it very well could.
Yeah.
Her acting could carry it. Like I said, she definitely is going to win a ton of awards for this.
My God, she is a great actress.
She is.
She is just like the actress of the age.
She sure is. No doubt about that.
She can... I don't even feel like she's portraying vulnerability. She just plain is vulnerable, like on screen sometimes.
She's very, very, very good.
She's amazing. Yeah.
All right. We saw another Netflix movie, which actually we rewatched it. I think we might have mentioned it here before. Maybe. But I'm going to mention it again. We're going to mention it again anyway.
Okay.
That Netflix movie, ding, War on Everyone. That is... an amazing movie. Did you like it? Has that Skarsgård guy in it? Is that his name?
Yeah. I forget which. It's Vampire Eric.
Vampire Eric.
I remember it. Mm-hmm. Vampire Eric.
Yeah. We could look the thing up here while we're doing it, but we're too lazy for that. Fuck that.
It's either Bill or Alexander. Like, he has the younger brother that's the It clown.
Yeah.
So.
And the other actor is a... Spanish. He's hilarious.
Hispanic comedian.
It's just a great movie.
They are.
I would recommend that. Any crime drama. It's like a. What would you say? It's a comedy. It's a dark comedy, but it's also.
It's a dark action comedy.
And a police comedy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. It's twisted.
But I was leading into that a little bit, the reason why I've been lazy and didn't look up the whole thing on that. Uh-huh. I just wanted to use that to, because I wanted to use that as a lead up. Even we have mentioned this, or you've mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
Like going to Iceland on a vacation. Or going, you know what I'm saying? It was how beautiful. Like, you've mentioned how many movies are filmed there.
Yeah.
In Lord of the Rings and some of that. And
I think they use a lot of...
Iceland?
Yeah. Yeah, scenery and a lot of fantasy genre, everything.
Well,
they need to go somewhere green and lush, they go there.
Well, in the last 9 years, the number of tourists in Iceland... has went up by 440%.
That's a lot.
Is that not crazy?
Well, all right. What was the...
It used to be...
That is from America to Iceland?
This says tourist in general, I think.
Oh, okay.
This is a article on Yahoo, by the way.
Okay.
I'll never be able to pronounce this. Athiswamithia.
Right.
Yeah. Iceland may be looking at its next bubble. That's what you can find it on if you're dying to read the article. But anyway, I'm telling you, it's just the article. 440% increase in tourism over the last 9 years. Apparently, in 2008, they had about 500,000 visitors. And in 2017, they had 2.2 million visitors.
Wow. Okay.
That's a hell of a jump.
That is.
So Iceland, look at, there's the graph of it if you have to see it.
Because there was something, after the election, I think it was New Zealand had like a 1,000% spike of immigration from, you know, America to New Zealand. But it was like something like the number went from like 8 to something like that.
We talked about that on here.
It was
a misleading article, frankly.
It was.
But no, these are real numbers.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Those other graph lines there are Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Canada. You know, their tourism looks like it's kind of steady. And then there's a giant spike there from Iceland.
Yes.
So,
you know, probably from being featured on so many beautiful
television shows. Most of the people are American that go there, apparently. And it mentions several things in his story that why it's been in the news. Remember in the economic crisis of 2008, Iceland was one of the first ones that had a major economic, basically, collapse of their currency and all that. And they had that,
weren't they one of the countries that were just like, we're locking everybody up?
Yes.
Like, they locked up their entire government and all of the banks, and everybody that should have gone to jail did.
Yeah, it says in the article, you know, that they call it the kitchenware revolution. Isn't that funny?
That's great, yeah.
Where they basically, kicked out a bunch of the government, did a bunch of reforms. They actually did put bankers and some people in jail, like you just said, basically. Yeah. So that made the news, was one thing. And then, obviously, like you said, all those movies that are apparently made there.
Beautiful then, scenic stuff, yeah.
The scenery. There was apparently this volcanic eruption in 2010 that was apparently just beautiful. I mean, look at that picture.
Yeah, I
know our listeners can't see this, but this is a picture of the Northern Lights going on at the same time as this volcanic eruption, and it looks like it's just total Photoshop from a different alien planet, doesn't it?
It does. It's beautiful.
So you got eruption. You've got how they handled the economic crisis, that everybody kind of liked that, apparently, or at least it got them noticed, and a bunch of movies made there. Including, apparently, this war on everyone. It's randomly, they go to get the black dude who's in Iceland. They have a big joke
about
it.
And they make a big joke about like how they're going to find him. And they're like, oh, we're just going to watch. There he is.
He's a black guy in Iceland. I mean, how hard could it be? They do that.
Everything in that movie is so wrong. Like, they start the movie off running over a mom.
Yes.
Yeah. Selling cocaine.
Yeah, a mom selling cocaine. That's exactly right. It's great. I just cannot believe that movie doesn't get more. And again, I don't have it pulled up, but I wouldn't know the name of actresses anyway. But the black actress that was in Westworld, whose star has risen, wasn't she also in the
in Thor? She was Valkyrie in Thor. I forget her name, but
she's in this.
She is, yeah.
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 So
good.
Anyway,
there's a lot of good people in that movie, and it's a great movie. The dialogue itself is just slapstick ridiculous.
It is a good movie.
What are you pointing at me for?
Pointing at you to get your stuff ready.
All right. Yes.
I'll talk about one more thing while you're doing that.
Okay.
What about this anorexic YouTube chick?
I want to talk about this for a while. Let's not rush through this one. How about that?
However much. No, there's that pool, by the way, in Iceland, that volcanic heated pool that's in that movie.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. Hobbit homes. Anyway, yes.
All right,
here's the situation. There is a girl on YouTube who is clearly anorexic.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that picture. It's unbelievable. Again, this is on my Twitter feed. You can find this article easy on my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Actually, you can find the other one, too. I reposted it. Iceland thing. In fact, let me just, right now, just to make sure, because I might not have tweeted that. Iceland, looking at next bubble. Ding. All right.
Ding.
So, yes, this is also from my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
I put some of these articles on my Twitter feed so I'll remember them, what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I've got a catch-all for articles.
So that doesn't mean we're going to talk about every one I post, just so
no,
you know.
No, but
it's fodder. Anyway, this chick clearly has anorexia.
Yeah, her name is Eugenia Cooney.
There's apparently a petition going around, about 20,000 people or so have signed it, trying to get YouTube to take her beauty blogs off. Now, the way I understand it, she's not talking on camera or anything promoting anorexia or promoting not eating or being super skinny. She's just a beauty blogger with fashion and that kind of stuff. So I don't think she has any idea. It's like most people who are anorexic.
Yeah.
I don't think she has any idea she is anorexic.
Oh, no. When you listen to her talk, and I did listen to a few minutes of the video where, they're trying to shut my channel down, and she's talking about it. She is...
It has no clue why.
So, just in such heartbreaking denial.
Yeah.
And there's just comment after comment after comment. And in her mind, you know, they're all a bunch of fat, jealous bitches. Or
something.
Yeah, I mean, there's something.
Bless her
heart. Like, you literally can see her elbow is bigger around than like any part of her bicep or her forearm. Her joints,
without exaggeration and not making light of it, she honestly looks like a Holocaust survivor coming out of a concentration camp.
She does. She is truly pitiful. And within all of those horrible comments, there are comments that are telling her how great she looks. You know, and this is... There is a whole culture, subculture, I don't know exactly what to call it, of you know, sites, YouTubers, websites, bloggers who do encourage anorexia. Yeah. Yeah. She's just
so
skeletal.
Should YouTube go down this rabbit hole and take this down?
Yeah, I think so.
Just because of, again, she's not promoting anorexia. I don't assume she's telling people don't you know, don't eat and you'll look like me. I don't think she's doing that.
No, she's telling people that this is her natural body type. And
all right, so like I was saying earlier, just to go down this rabbit hole. Okay. All right, so what if somebody's on YouTube and they're a giant bodybuilder and obviously uses steroids, that kind of a person, and they're not saying on camera, mm-hmm. use steroids. They're just showing working mm-hmm. out and you can get a body like this and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. So should they take down those people's videos for something that they're kind of doing that's not on camera doing it, but it's still, people could look at it and emulate that. Like, isn't that really the reason why you would take this down?
Yes.
Because you don't want young girls looking at her exactly. and say, I want to look like her.
Exactly. That needs to come down.
So I guess what I'm saying is with these steroids guys.
And for her health. Yeah. Because she's getting, you know, appreciation for this.
Right.
So I think both sides of that need to be cut off. And I think with the steroid use, you're not going to know that for sure.
It's tough, right?
Until the guy goes to the hospital for some like massive cardiac arrest and blah, 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 blah. And then, I'm sorry, that's when his videos need to come down.
I got it. Yeah, it's just, it's a tough, slippery slope.
It is.
When you take down people's videos and do that. Now, first of all, I'll say this. YouTube is a private-owned company. They're not the U.S. government. They have absolute right to censor whoever.
Exactly.
It's their company.
Exactly.
So right off the bat, there's this freedom of speech bullshit. No, you do not have freedom of speech on YouTube or anything
else.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because that is a company that you're doing that through.
Yeah.
So just so people know the difference, people seem to get, and not seen, people do get confused on that all the time.
You are free to go stand on the street corner and say whatever you want.
That's right.
That's not going to guarantee that someone's not going to hit you with a baseball bat for it.
Right. Or if I own a, like this podcast, I mean, just because we don't have to have you on the podcast because you want to say something.
Yeah.
This is our show and we have a right to... basically censor you not have you on or whatever. That's the point of that.
And I think as a community, all right, I think I looked at this girl's videos.
Right.
Sorry, I've got allergies. Her mother is filming half the time. All right. Her mother.
That's who's doing the camera work
here? Yes. 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 And if you look at her channel, it's her. And women have a right to wear whatever they want to, but this is a skeletal body in the most revealing clothes possible. This is all, like all of her thumbprints are this anorexia porn clickbait. That's why her channel is popular.
Says she has over 1 million viewers.
Well, that's quite possible, and especially because people are talking about it. Like, you know, I just went and added, you know, 1,000,001 to, you know, that because I went and looked.
I guess if that's the reason, whatever, but I think she had a lot of views before.
I think
this
so
story.
Too. I think so too. And it's not for a good reason either way. It's a bad thing.
Like, here's a comment from Twitter user Itsy Bitsy Me, quote, I want to be Eugene Cooney skinny. These screenshots are from her You Now a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I want to be, yeah, I guess, so that's her name, Eugenia?
Well, actually, yeah, Eugenia.
Eugenia Cooney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And but actually, there are discussion boards though where other anorexics are actually calling her out and saying she's too skinny.
Well, but again, you know how, or at least I know just a little bit from snippets I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Anorexic people, they're not going to get that.
No,
it's a mental illness. I, the more people tell her that, she's just not going to hear that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, she's going to take some intense therapy to get over this.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
So basically, you think YouTube ought to take her down?
I do.
I do, too. I don't know the line between that and my example with the bodybuilder. It's sort of the same, but sort of not. It is the same. It's just extremes.
Yeah.
This is extreme. This girl literally is just so unhealthy. She literally looks like she probably has medical problems now or will very mm-hmm. soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I if I were a parent and my kid was watching her videos, I would be foaming at the mouth, crazy irate. Like I would be losing my mind.
Like the bodybuilder example, you might take steroids. Maybe it'll kill you 20, 30 years from now or something. Yeah. I mean, it's something maybe not to totally emulate. And you don't want kids emulating that. But it, I don't know. It is different than this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is torturing herself for YouTube views. And, you know, she's making money on YouTube.
I thought it'd be an interesting just discussion on YouTube and all their stuff. And yeah, so you think it's almost like porny kind of stuff?
Yeah,
like, it's not porn. I know it's YouTube, but
yeah,
it's definitely sexual stuff more than anything.
There's
See, I didn't look it up that close. I just saw some of these pictures from this article. Oh, well. Well, I don't know why YouTube won't ban that. I mean, that just looks, it just looks like a no-brainer. I'd ban it.
Oh, I would.
Unless, I will say the only thing I will say as maybe devil's advocate to that, maybe they have been told by some lawyer, psychologist, that if you ban her channel, that will push her over the edge. And then she'll really.
That would be the only out.
If there was something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be the only reason not to pull her down immediately.
I think so, too. I'm with
I mean, but on the other hand, who did she just inspire tonight to starve themselves to death? I mean, is it her or somebody else?
I don't know. It's tough. Tough question. That's why I like talking about stuff like that sometimes.
Yeah, me too. I
like getting in discussions like that. All right. You've been.
I have been butt deep into, you know, all this kind of, you know, family drama and trying to sort stuff out. And I just got finished listening to a great Audible book called The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. Yes. That's why you like Sharp Objects so much, too, by the way.
Yes. It's way too close. this book really.
What's it about? Is there a big plot spoiler to?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's dealing with aggressive personalities, either overtly aggressive, directly aggressive, or passive aggressive.
Okay.
You know, covertly aggressive. And it's the best advice on dealing with people I think I've ever heard. Because for me, I always try to figure out, why are they doing that? Why are they hurting my feelings? Why are they saying that awful thing? And this book is great. It's like, who cares why? They said something awful to hurt your feelings. Don't stand there and take it. Say something. Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes common. That makes sense.
Sure. It does it if you're racist functionally. It's just mind blowing if you.
You're saying it does not make sense or does?
Well, it does. Like, it's just mind-blowing because it's not something that would occur to someone who was raised very dysfunctionally.
I see. See, my mind works simplistically. To me, that's like, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. But, well, you are very A plus B equals C.
Well, I think that's a guy thing. And then, two, I think that's even more just me personality, too.
Yeah.
I am very logical with Mr. Spock. Why you married me, one of the reasons.
I know it is, and it can be very frustrating.
We have spats like everybody else, and
yes,
we
yes.
do our best, but so
yeah, that was an awesome book, and I've been
Wolf
in Sheep's Clothing. And
any other gems of wisdom in it in particular, or is just a good book you'd recommend for anybody?
Just a good book I'd recommend for anyone who's trying to deal with people more directly.
How to deal with people more directly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of getting kind of herded around.
Well, that's good.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was real good. Got a lot out of it.
I'm into any kind of self-help book. You know, that's the one thing about the self-help book section of Audible or wherever we're at. I can get sucked into them because I can really, you can get something out of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Any book
exactly.
you read, even if 90% of it's crap, there'll be one chapter or a couple of pages. You're like, oh, you're yeah, like,
wow,
that makes sense.
That really, yeah, that's what I
so
haven't
I be,
got before.
Yeah. So I kind of got to be careful with that because at a point I was reading. I go through phases.
Self-help
like
overload. I
basically,
get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too yeah. much, and you start like, oh, yeah, I get it. You know,
yeah.
I, you go down too far, like you said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I've been.
That being said, I always
cycles.
Wanted self-help.
Yeah, I go through cycles. I go through cycles, and right now I'm on I'm riding the tidal wave of self-help. It's bad. I've been doing a 12-week class.
We read several.
Yeah.
That one, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. That was pretty good.
That was a good one.
So, well, I have two. What's the other one you were saying? Didn't mean to interrupt you. You said.
I said I was also doing a 12-week course. A lady named Meredith Miller has a course called Inner Integration.
Meredith Miller.
Her webpage. And I tell you, that's specifically for, you know, children of narcissists. And
yeah.
That's been a...
That's pretty specific.
It is. It's very specific, but it's also really good if you're there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Anything
funny about that?
No.
Yeah, it's all kind of crazy.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I was just going to say anything that self-helps is good.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, you can overdose on it, I suppose. You get tired of this and that. But, you know, at some point there's no – when you stop growing, I don't know. I'm glad that we try to keep improving ourselves, I guess what I'm trying to say.
Keep doing stuff.
I think that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Like I can't – believe there's people out there who never do that. And I'd say 75% of people
really?
do nothing to self-improve themselves on a fairly regular basis. Like they might have an epiphany now and then or something crazy. If you go to church,
uh-huh.
that's something. I mean,
that
you're,
is,
trying,
yeah.
you're trying.
You're trying for some sort of enlightenment.
So there is that. Okay. Well, then maybe it's 50%.
I really would.
What percentage of people do you think go to church in general in the whole country? Some sort of religion, 30%, 40%?
I think it's something like 35%.
All right. Well, then let's say it's 30%. Well, that's 30% of people trying.
Okay.
And then maybe there's another 20% of people who don't go to church, but they're still trying because they do read a self-help book once in a while or mm-hmm. go to a therapist once in a while or something. So I'm gonna give it 50%.
I sincerely hope that.
And I think the other 50% are just plowing forward, just living life, going to work, coming home, eating dinner, going to bed. Just
are they the people that watch the 2 o'clock in the morning infomercials about the seminars to? Turn your life around and
maybe, but even then they would be at least trying.
They'd be trying. You're right.
I mean, I think there's a large amount of people that just do not try. They don't give a shit. They either think they're perfect the way they are or I don't give a shit, whatever it is.
Wow.
What do you think? Do you think?
I don't know.
You see what's around in general public population.
I have moments of great disillusionment about our average neighbor. There are times where I feel like we need to go somewhere else.
Well, I think it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So anyway, you don't think it's much better then? Once you know you're thinking about it?
Yeah. No, I don't. I wish.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Well, I'm glad I'm glad you're reading these books, and those sound like
yes, I'm doing that.
I just dragged
in a whole blasted Rubbermaid tote full of paint. I'm gonna go. I don't care if I have to finger paint. I am getting in touch with my inner child.
I think that's a good idea. And again, that's kind of self-improving, trying something new. That's phenomenal. Tell me what you want to do.
Good. I was a little nervous you were going to pick on me for it.
Well, I am going to pick on you for it, but it's going to be in a fun way, of course. So tell me what you're...
I'm going to, I swear, I'm going to buy like a super soaker water gun and have it up there and just soak you with it.
Tell people what you are doing.
We have a deserted floor, nothing on it.
We have an old building with an extra, just a couple of floors.
Ghost floors. I'm going to start painting on the walls. I'm just going to use those as big mural canvases.
Yeah.
Because I like to paint big anyhow.
And so, if you don't like it, you can always just paint it black and then start over.
Absolutely. So,
it can be repainted multiple times.
Paint it over and over and over.
And there's a bunch of walls up there, so why the hell not?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm totally pumped about that. I'm like, okay.
You going for abstract or?
I'm going for more, like, I want to do some creepy crawlies, like spiders and bugs and snakes and stuff.
Fantastic.
So, I'm going to paint us a haunted house by
Can we put it on our Twitter when it's done?
Sure.
We could show our listeners what modern art masterpiece we have. That's awesome.
You are such an asshole to me. You know that.
I think it'll be phenomenal.
You are such an asshole. This is why I don't tell you shit.
I think it's fun. And that's all that matters, really. No, I think it's fun. However it turns out. Seriously, it'll be a good little... Hell, I may get up there and finger paint with you. Draw whatever.
I cannot ever see you doing this. You hate to be dirty.
Probably not. I can never be an artist.
No. And it's going to drive you crazy because when I start painting, I end up with it between my teeth. It just doesn't bother me after a while.
Well, I can never be an artist, these guys. There's no way to draw shit without getting it all over you in some way or another.
No. You are like, no.
Never going to be a Van Gogh.
Nope.
And I saw a picture of it was one of these Twitter things I have of art stuff, and it was a picture of a Van Gogh, but it was taken from a side where you could tell that just, and we've seen a few Van Goghs.
The brush strokes.
It's just globbed on there. I mean, globs. Like, you know, an eighth of an inch or more off the canvas, just globs of paint that he's, you know, with the stroke. You just can't see that stuff unless somebody takes a specific angle.
Yes.
When you just look at it straight on, it looks like one thing. But then when you see... like what he's done with that stuff.
He carved in paint.
It's kind of beautiful. So I hope you come up with something awesome up there.
Well, good.
There's another challenge going around.
Whatever I come up with, he's going to make fun of me.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
How about doing the hot water challenge?
Sounds stupid. What is this?
We're talking fucking boiling hot water, by the way. We're not talking warm water, tepid. No, we're talking scalding hot fucking water.
How?
Is that not stupid? You get your friend, you get a boiling pot of water and get your friend to dump it on your ass. And you end up like this guy in this article who's burned.
Over his whole body.
From head to chest down with third degree burns. What the hell?
I feel sorry for him, but kids, don't be so fucking stupid. Maybe we should let him watch Woody Woodpecker.
See, now you're coming around to my old man thinking. See, that's exactly what I think. I hate to get the old man curmudgeon out, but God, kids are dead. Back when I was a kid, we had enough sense not to pour scalding hot water on you.
Did kids do that shit, or did we not hear about it because it doesn't make national news?
Like, if it happened, it would be, no, it didn't happen for fun, voluntary. It didn't voluntarily happen. Let's put it that way.
Okay,
that's
good.
The word I'm thinking. Like, yeah, maybe some little brother that didn't understand got a thing of water and poured it on his.
Sit underneath them.
They didn't voluntarily sign up for, fill up this bucket of scalding hot water and dump it on me. Look at this guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's pitiful. He is covered. He looks like a damn mummy.
Yes, he
does. You dumb little mummy.
Yes. This is on my Twitter account. I don't even know where this is from.
Bless their hearts.
Posted by the Rod Ryan Show. This is I don't know.
God, I hope this is fake.
This is ABC 10. No, it's not fake.
Internet challenge has left a teen, as you see here, with bandages on his chest and his face after a friend poured boiling hot water on him while he slept. The so-called hot...
Boiling hot water on him while he slept.
Oh.
His friend.
So his friend. Well...
This is in Indianapolis.
Water challenge involves either drinking boiling water or pouring it on someone else. Unreal. The teen says when he woke up, he instantly ripped off his shirt and ran to the bathroom.
And then, I looked down at my chest and my skin just fell off my chest. And then I went in and I looked in the mirror and I had skin falling off right here and on my face.
Skin falling off his chest and face.
How could you fucking do that to somebody?
I want to...
And that kid, I'm pissed because, from the picture, I thought he was about 10, 11. That's a 15, 16-year-old. A 15 or a 16-year-old knows you don't pour boiling water on somebody.
And from him, and from his interview here, this kid doesn't seem mentally handicapped.
No, uh-uh.
He suffered second-degree burns.
He was asleep.
Yeah, but his buddy, I'll bet they had talked about it or something. Obviously, his buddy's stupid too, who's not on this.
His chest and his face have put him in the hospital for a week. Okay. Doctors say, though, that his skin, he will recover in a couple of months.
Is there anyone that shouldn't know that boiling hot water is not acceptable?
You never thought you'd have to say, right?
Exactly. Unreal.
See, they're saying the same thing, the announcers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, drinking hot, boiling hot water or pouring it on you or something, that's a thing out there, apparently.
That's just... Oh, God.
I mean, literally. What literally could be next? Throw yourself off a building, off a 10-story building onto the concrete challenge? When does it stop with how stupid people can be?
I really feel like stuff like that starts as a joke. Somebody goes, ha, 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 if we put this out here as, a fake some or other, somebody's going to be dumb enough to do it.
And
somebody is dumb or evil enough, that's my theory, to do it.
Well, in my perfect world, I think we should do that. Put out a fake video or something of a 15-story building challenge of jumping off of it and landing on the sidewalk. And maybe that'd be Darwinism of if you're stupid enough to do this.
Oh, God.
Chairman Mao, about you again?
Yes, she's being a jerk.
Poor little Chairman Meow.
She's over here. She's headbutting me, biting me. She's been abusive today.
Y'all.
She has been.
Anyway, maybe they get rid of some of the challenges, for God's sakes. What the hell is wrong with these people?
I don't know. I feel like something is wrong with some people.
Oh, well.
Poor kid.
We've taken up a new sport lately.
We have.
Tell everybody, where I'm going with this.
Yes, I do.
What about our kayak?
We've been kayaking. First we rented a couple. And
I had a friend that took me that enlightened me.
That, hey, this is fun.
What was your impression of kayaking?
That it was like incredibly strenuous and you're like trying to paddle up river, up waterfalls and crap.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I thought it was something like you had to be a triathlon athlete to do.
My vision was not paddling up, but it was going down waterfalls. Or rocks, or rocky, whatever. Just a fast-flowing river, and you're in this kayak up to your waist, and you're just pedaling as fast as you can to try to stay upright. That's what I saw in my mind.
Yeah, yeah, similar.
You know, because a whitewater rafting thing in a kayak up to your waist is what I saw.
Oh, yeah, no.
Tell them what our kayaking is.
It's like this old man fisher boat. And you're not even completely enclosed. I can stick my feet in the water and dangle my feet in the water.
Yeah,
and
it's all open.
Leisurely, just paddle.
It's all open. Paddle. It's kind of like the lazy river version of boating.
It is.
You just barely paddle and you just move along.
Unless it starts raining like a crazy.
Yeah, we were in a monsoon.
Yeah, we were in a monsoon this weekend.
So, kayaking, I give a thumbs up to kayaking.
That's a lot of fun. It is. Yes.
And we're going to go more often, but we've ordered one. We had to take one back from Walmart.
Because yours had a hole in it.
Mine had a hole in it. It still floated, but still had a hole in it.
Had a hole in it, and
We have businesses. We're into real estate and different things. I get it. I'm pro-capitalism, probably. I just am. As much as a person could probably be, hopefully it still works with the proper regulations. So what I'm about to say, I get it that Walmart has every right to do this, but it's still jerky when companies do this. The kayak that we had.
Yes.
That we ordered from Walmart.
Yes.
$250.
Yes.
Per kayak.
Yes.
And I looked online, did a lot of reviews, did a YouTube thing. This specific, like, whatever, the Angler 100.
Yeah, they were like, buy it now. This is a great kayak and a great price.
Yes, all over. Now, wherever you looked for reviews, you saw that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, this is it. Obviously, it had all the features we wanted. We started looking, did all the reviews.
Yes.
So we ordered two of them. The one is damaged.
Yes.
So we take one of them back. Walmart takes it back. No big deal. But because it was ordered online, they don't just replace it. Basically, they give you the money back for the one that was damaged.
Yes.
So they gave us $250 back. And they say, go home and just reorder it online.
Yeah, which is what I did. They'd already raised the price.
By how much?
For the exact same color, it went from $250 to $450.
I thought it was
the
like...
The exact same boat.
Exact same boat.
Yeah.
Like a week later.
Yes. Now, there was a different color that went from $250 to $300, and I was able to get you the $300 color.
Yeah. But, again, that's their right. We've talked about on the show the pros and cons of like a check cashing place of, well, if somebody's dumb enough to do that, whatever. But there is some shadiness to that, too, when a company does that. Like, they know that... That people, they've got such a good deal. It's not good enough for them to sell whatever, 2 million of them this month at $250. But we've got to up it to $450, and maybe we'll only sell not quite that much, but we'll make that much more money. I don't know. It just seems jerky, frankly.
The whole system is broke right now.
but you can't have it both ways. Again, if I didn't want it that bad, I could have went to Dick's Sporting Goods or somebody else and found it. You know, they've price shopped and they figured out that their Angler 100 for $250 sells for $500 everywhere else.
Yep.
So they can sell it for $450
and still sell
still
it.
Kind of undersell everybody else, but they've doubled their price basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But whatever. So we're getting one. So it was a $250. It was $290 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. They'd raised it.
Yes.
And it's different color.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. So Walmart, and the bottom line is Walmart screwed me again.
I wouldn't go with him to take it back. I just went and got mad. I was just like, no, I am not dealing with this.
You know, and I get it. I wasn't mad as far as mistakes happen. I get it. They've just punctured the side of this thing with a forklift is what's happened. I get that. But how many times have we joked that when I, every time I go to Walmart, it's something.
It's the truth. It is the truth.
And I rarely go. I rarely. And in our country, you know, I know we have some people that are overseas listeners. Like Walmart is a mecca in our country.
I think everybody knows they what surely Walmart know. Is. It's well, like the hell they have Walmarts in China.
Yeah, that's true. They're surely everywhere. But it's a love-hate relationship people have with them, what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Most of the people around in our area will say, oh, I don't go to Walmart very often. I don't like them.
But then they're all right there with me.
And then when you, yeah, right. They go all the damn time. It's just fashionable to say you don't go.
Exactly.
But everybody goes. So I'm saying I'm the actual one. It's not just fashionable. I really don't go.
And if you do go, it's like, I don't want to go. Old man, and it just it's just always bad. It's,
it is.
It's hilarious. It's like the self-fulfilling prophecy. Only it's the most crazy, absurd stuff in the world because it's like, well, here's your boat with a hole in the side of it.
And then when you try to take it back, instead of charging you $250, oh no! By the way, now it's $450. Thanks a lot, fuckos, for the exact same boat. Right? I even asked them while I was there. I'm like, can't you guys just order a replacement? Nope. You gotta. We'll give you your money back, and then you go home and just reorder it. Okay.
And they went.
They're like, yep. I dodged that bullet.
Yep, they did.
Got me home, and yep, $450.
Yep.
Yeah, you assholes. Fuck them. Fuck Walmart. I don't care if they're a $1 billion company or not. I hope Amazon puts them right the fuck out of business. I hope they end up being the Kmart of their day in about 20 years or whatever else. Magic Mart.
Yeah, yeah, I can handle that. I'm.
You love Walmart, apparently.
I hate it, but... It's the easiest place to get everything you need at one time because I never just need groceries. Like there's always like groceries and office supplies or groceries and duct tape. Or, I mean, it really is like there's always something.
Something extra.
Yes.
That they get you.
Yes. But on the other hand, I really hate Kroger's. I step over needles in the parking lot.
Well, there's no perfect whatever.
No, so.
But anyhow.
We agree to disagree. So obviously, Hank picks up the groceries that we get from Kroger's, and I pick up the groceries from Walmart. Problem solved.
Oh, yeah, it works out. You go to Walmart, I go to my places. It works out just fine.
It's problem solved.
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody a little bit about where we're at out in the world.
HillbillyNerdTalk.com. From there, Hank is active on Twitter. He is a Twitter fiend. And I am active on Pinterest. And beginning to actually get like messages and pins and stuff. Like I'm beginning to figure that shit out.
Oh, really?
At long last, yeah.
Maybe some people
keep moving everything around. All the icons keep.
Maybe people can send you some messages. If you haven't, if you've sent Petra a message 5 years ago and she's just now
like
responding.
She may just now be getting like the hang of this and going, oh, I still haven't figured out how exactly to respond. We're getting there.
And Facebook once in a while. I get on there.
Yeah.
Play around that. Maybe that could be, no, you just don't like it, period. I was going to say, maybe that could be your thing. You could do our Facebook thing. You'd be, you could have your. No. Account on that.
No.
Petra says knit.
No.
Oh, well. No. Well, what do you think? You ready to sign off here for this this show?
Yes. All right, everybody. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next Hillbilly Nerd Talk.